It's the Steve Gruber Show. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve with the boys from Flint. Grand Funk Railroad. And we wish a happy birthday today to Mel Schachter of Grand Funk, bassist. They're one number one, their version of the Locomotion. But I think more remembered for this one, We're an American Band. One of my dad's favorites was the lengthy I'm Your Captain, I'm Getting Closer. Like 9 minutes worth of music there. Grand Funk Railroad sold 20 million albums. One of the more successful hard rock bands of the 1970s. 20 million records in the 70s for Grand Funk Railroad. Mel Schachter from Grand Funk, their bassist. Born on this day in 1951, so look at it. Birthday number 69. Happy birthday. And if you're new again, my name is Scott Bertram, filling in for Steve. When I am filling in for Steve, we do a job of heading through the world of music, looking back on birthdays, anniversaries, number ones on this day, interesting things that happened. I am just a massive music fan, as you may have picked up by the fact that I do that podcast for National Review called Political Beats, in which we talk about music with people in and around the political world. Music's big for me, and so I like to kind of celebrate and give you a little flavor of stuff that I like, too. More about that in a bit. I got a piece up at the Federalist yesterday on something happening in the world of music, but we'll talk about that a bit later. What I want to get to here in this segment is Governor Gretchen Whitmer making the announcement yesterday about what will happen with K-12 education in the state in the near future. I have a 7-year-old in first grade. I have a 5-year-old in her last year of preschool. So this does impact me directly and impacts a whole heck of a lot of you directly, too. You may have heard the news. Bring you some audio here from Governor Whitmer's press conference yesterday. This is Governor Whitmer making the official announcement, K-12 done for the rest of the school year. Cut one.
Today I'm signing an executive order to close school buildings to students for the remainder of the calendar year, the school calendar year. All in-person instruction for K-12 students will be suspended, and all school buildings will be closed for the remainder of this school year. This doesn't mean our kids will stop learning. Each district must develop an alternative learning plan for students to continue their education during this time. Plans will be different based on district. The plans will be locally driven and reflect the best interests of the kids in their communities. That means learning by phone or mail or online. That means project-based learning and paper packets, telephone lessons, and things that can be used as means of alternative mode of delivering instruction. Districts must make sure that their plans are appropriate and accessible for families in their schools. If the plan relies on some online instruction, the district should ensure that every student has access to an appropriate device with an ability to connect to the internet. Students and families will not be punished if they are unable to participate in their alternate learning plan.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer making the official announcement yesterday. She continued, cut two.
I know this is hard, and I know that this raises a lot of questions from parents to students. I was getting text messages from my own child before I came out here asking questions about how this is going to work. I know that there is a lot of anxiety about how we're going to move forward and meet the needs of our kids. I feel it too. As a parent of two high schoolers, both of whom are going to miss out on prom this year, and a senior who's asking the same questions about graduation, we feel it in our own household. But this is the best thing that we can do for the health of our children, for the tens of thousands of educators in Michigan who work in our schools. This will ensure more kids and educators will return to school happy and healthy at the start of next school year. It will protect more families from the spread of COVID-19, and it will help us return to life sooner.
There's Governor Gretchen Whitmer talking about the decision and the order to shut down K-12 schools across the state for the rest of the school year. She was asked, we have time. She was asked a little bit later during the Q&A about a question dealing with what happens if the economy starts to perk back up? What happens if things start to reopen? We've got the coronavirus under control. And then you have parents who have to leave the house to get back to work, but students who have nowhere to go. The school buildings are closed. K-12 education is not happening inside of those buildings. Have you considered what might happen at that point? Governor Gretchen Whitmer cut four.
Well, at this juncture, we think we're probably a good month out from the apex of COVID-19. And this disease is spreading very fast here in Michigan. We still don't have enough tests to really have confidence in that we know precisely how many people are carrying COVID-19. That's why we've had to take such aggressive steps to mitigate the spread of this. With regard to whether or not there's a lag between when parents get back to work and when kids are back in the classroom, that's a very real possibility. But at this point in time, our decisions have to be made centered with what is in the best interest of the health of our kids and our families and our teachers. And that's precisely why we think that this is the right step now. If perchance it looks like the world can go back to normal before the end of this calendar year, would be a great issue that we would have to confront. But at this point in time, the most responsible thing we can do is to move forward to work with ISDs and local districts to fashion a plan that meets the needs of the kids that they serve.
All right, there's Governor Gretchen Whitmer. There's explainers in places what this means. Yes, seniors who are on track to graduate still will graduate. Yes, it appears that virtually all students will move up to the next grade in the fall, no matter what. She made a point yesterday that no student will be punished. No student will be held back simply because of coronavirus and the at-home and remote schooling happening these months. When will next school year begin? That is up in the air, according to Gretchen Whitmer. We just don't know yet. There's a whole lot of questions, and I know parents need to know. What about remote learning? How will I get assignments? All these things that will be worked out by individual districts, too. More on this a little bit later on. Scott Bertram in for Steve on the Steve Gruber Show.